USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of more than two dozen GOP governors fired off a letter to President Biden in which they requested a meeting at the White House regarding the crisis at the southern border. In the open letter signed by 26 governors Monday, they said the crisis now extends beyond every state and requires immediate action before it gets even worse. President Biden will be speaking before the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City. Afterwards, he meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia in New York City. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins in Canada Monday, but does not win the majority. Dan Naraki explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.